Roar of the heart, mukha, from the mouths, chuta, being delivered, vidhatsva, give, karna, ears, ayutam, 1 million, eshaha, this, me, my, vara, benediction. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, I therefore do not wish to have the benediction of merging into your existence, a benediction in which there is no existence of the nectarian beverage of your lotus feet. I want the benediction of at least 1 million ears, for thus I may be able to hear about your glories from your of your lotus feet, from the mouths of your pure devotees. You want to chant it responsively? My dear Lord, I want the benediction of at least 1 million ears, for thus I may be able to hear about the glories of your lotus feet from the mouths of your pure devotees. Srila Prabhupada comments, in the previous verse, Maharaj Prithu addressed the Lord as Kaivalya Pati, the master of the liberation of merging into his existence. This does not mean that he was anxious for Kaivalya liberation. That is made clear in this verse. My dear Lord, I do not want such a benediction. Maharaj Prithu wanted to have 1 million years to hear the glories of the lotus feet of the Lord. He specifically mentioned that the glories of the Lord should emanate from the mouths of pure devotees who speak from the core of their hearts. It is stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.3, Shukha Mukhad Amrita Drava Samyutam. The nectar from the mouths of Srila Shukadev Goswami, the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam became more relishable because it emanated from the mouth of Srila Shukadev Goswami. One might think that these glories of the Lord can be heard from anywhere, from the mouths of either devotees or non-devotees. But here, it is specifically mentioned that the glories of the Lord must emanate from the mouths of pure devotees. Sri Sanatana Goswami has strictly prohibited hearing from the mouths of a non-devotee. There are many professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam who speak the narrations very ornamentally, but a pure devotee does not like to hear from them because such glorification of the Lord is simply a vibration of material sound. But when heard from the mouths of a pure devotee, glorification of the Lord is immediately effective. The words Satam Prasanga Mama Virya Shambhida Bhagavatam 3.25.25 means that glorification of the Lord is potent when uttered from the mouth of a pure devotee. The Lord has innumerable devotees all over the universe, and they have been glorifying the Lord since time immemorial for an unlimited time. But still, they cannot completely finish enumerating the glories of the Lord. Prithu Maharaj therefore wanted innumerable ears, as Rupa Goswami also desired to have millions of ears and millions of tongues to chant and hear the glorification of the Lord. In other words, if our ears are not always engaged in hearing the glorification of the Lord, there will be no scope for hearing the Mayavad philosophy, which is doom to spiritual progress. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if anyone hears from a Mayavadi philosopher preaching about the activities of the Lord, even if the description from the Vedic is from the Vedic literature, he is ultimately doomed. By hearing such Mayavad philosophy, one cannot come to the destination of spiritual perfection of life. Om Agyanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshushun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manuvishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Pandantikam. My dear Lord, I therefore do not wish to have the benediction of merging into your existence, a benediction in which there is no existence of the nectarian beverage of your lotus feet. I want the benediction of at least 1,000,000 years, for thus I may be able to hear about the glories of your lotus feet from the mouths of your pure devotees. So Prabhupada is making very strong points here, which he regularly does when talking about this point of hearing from, well, when talking about sat and asat. Basically, that's the underlying idea. Asat means that which is not permanent, and sat means that which is permanent. So asat, asat sangatyag, e vaishnavachara. When a devotee approached Mahaprabhu and asked him, how should we behave? What are we supposed to do? That was his response. Asat sangatyag, e vaishnavachara. That's the behavior. That's what Vaishnavas do. They give up the association of asat, that which is not permanent. So here, Prithu Maharaj, he's done so much sacrifice that the Lord has appeared before him and the Lord is offering benedictions. And he says that, well, I don't want to merge into your existence. Why not? It's transcendental situation. It's one of the liberations mentioned, the five liberations mentioned. He's a devotee. He's not interested in that. Why? Because it's not permanent. You can merge into the body of the Lord, but it's not permanent. You can't stay there. Why? Why can't you stay there? Why is it asat? It's not permanent. The Lord, permanent. He's satchit ananda. So what's missing there is the chit. There's ananda. It's sat, but there's no activity. There's chit. Chit means dynamic. Dynamic means action, activity, and the living entity needs activity. Even in the real we say perfectional stage from here, from this perspective. But really it's the real life. And in that life, there must be activity. That's what relationship. Where's the question of nectarian beverage of the lotus feet of the Lord if you're merged into His existence? You can't stay there. So even though it's transcendental, spiritual, it's classed as spiritual, it's not permanent and therefore asat. He's not interested. Devotees are not interested. They don't want that because it's not the ultimate. It's not permanent. It cannot be permanent. We are parts and parcels of the Lord. Our only existence is in relation to Him. Whether it's with His internal potency or with His external potency, we cannot have any existence other than in relation to the Lord. So we have opted for the asat. Therefore, we're in the material world. It's not permanent. So we've taken to the path of bhakti. We're trying to re-establish that relationship with the sat. So there's no benefit. There's no point in hearing about these transcendental topics from Shishi Radha Raspihari Kijai Sigonita Ijai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. Yes, so Prabhupada mentions that there's many people speaking Bhagavatam and they speak very ornamentally. It sounds very nice. So many people are commenting on Bhagavad Gita. But they don't accept Krishna. They don't accept a supreme personality of Godhead. So what's the fun? Or what's the point? How can they comment on Krishna's words of Bhagavad Gita when they don't accept Him? They don't accept who He is. It doesn't make any sense. What's the point of us? Well, in fact, Sanatan Goswami has strictly prohibited hearing from those sources, hearing from those people. You can take it or leave it. We can take it or leave it. That we have choice, right? We always have choice. Take it or leave it. But if you're sincerely trying to develop, re-establish your relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, then you have to hear these topics from the devotees, in the association of devotees. So Prabhupada, he made a sangha. He made an association, ISKCON. Why? For this purpose. So that we can associate and hear about the glories of the Lord, hear about the subject matters of spiritual life, how to develop our spiritual life together in the association of devotees. And you can say that, well, we are not pure devotees, and we are not on the platform of pure devotion, and so is there any value in that? But because we're situated at Prabhupada's lotus feet, there is value. If we are repeating what Prabhupada said, there is value. If we are studying his books, there's value. And we're also going out. We're also going out and we're meeting with the non-devotees. We're trying to give them books, or we're trying to give them prasad, or we're trying to somehow or other engage them. That's not asatsanga. We're not going there for their association. We're going there to give them association, to give them something that will hopefully help them to re-establish their relationship, to start their relationship, to start their journey, their path. So that kind of association is also recommended. Mahaprabhu ordered us. He's the most merciful, and he ordered us to do sankirtan, to chant the holy names of the Lord, to distribute the holy names of the Lord. So when we're engaged in that activity, that's not asat, that's sat. That will benefit us, that will take us, that's recommended, that's glorification of the Lord. So, well, I don't think it's a very difficult thing for us. Prabhupada's stressing, don't hear from Mayavadis, don't hear from non-devotees. I think it's pretty, most of us, it's not, there's not a question. But when you start to move, when you start to advance, when you start to make progress in your devotional life, the acharyas tell us that, you know, there are these different side tracks that you will encounter, that you may encounter, and therefore it's being stressed. Because if you remain in the association of devotees who are all focused on the same goal, what's that goal? Krishna. Then you'll be protected. Then you won't fall prey. I mean, these people, these jivas who are on the stage where they can even consider kaivalya, I mean, they're pretty advanced. They're transcendental. It's categorized. They're not Mayavadis, of course. But even at that stage, there's danger. There's danger there. What to speak of that, even when you well, it's another topic, maybe I shouldn't go there. Yeah, I'll leave that for another time. Is there any questions or comments? I have a very strict instruction here that the class should finish by 8:45, and that fits with my schedule also because I have meetings and this and that. So if there's any question or comment, we can hear.
Hare Krishna. Of the non-devotee and a Mayavadi philosopher, who is better of them?
Well, I mean, do we have to get into categorizing? If we have to categorize, we could say that the non-devotee, maybe he's innocent. He doesn't know. He hasn't heard. Whereas Mayavadi is rejecting the personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada is always much harder on Mayavadis. Because they have knowledge, something, but they have not understood. And rather they have rejected the personal form of the Lord. They rejected. So Prabhupada very strongly, I don't know if I should say it, but he used to kick on their face. So from that you can understand that until, you know, those people are doomed, and associating with them is doom for the devotee. Whereas non-devotees, you know, that classification, so-called non-devotees, there you can give them Krishna. They may accept. They don't know.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna. I have something else to ask. These non-devotees, of course, we should not hear Bhagavatam from the mouth of non-devotees. But don't you think that even a non-devotee, when he repeatedly reads and explains Bhagavatam, one day he may also undergo a change of heart?
Well, you know, everyone's a devotee. We're just sitting in this perspective and we're looking and we're saying, oh, this is a devotee, he's a non-devotee, he's a devotee, he's a non-devotee, non-devotee. But that's our perspective. But from the perspective of someone who is connected with the Lord, there's no question of non-devotee. They're all parts and parcels of the Lord. And from Krishna's perspective, from his perspective, what is their non-devotee? They're all his parts and parcels. So this is this non-devotee, devotee, that's our perspective. And we need to get that perspective, obviously. Certainly, by reading and chanting, one will come to the point of accepting. But the recommendation is that it should be done in the association of devotees. Then you can make advancement very fast. If someone is sitting at home alone reading Bhagavatam every day, they're associating with Prabhupada, assuming that they're reading his book. They're associating with a devotee. They're associating with Srila Prabhupada. The effect is definitely there. But what is the result of that? They'll come to the temple. They'll associate with devotees more. They'll take up the practice. So the potency is there. Otherwise, why are we distributing the book? What's the point? Definitely there'll be effect. Why? Because they're associating with a pure devotee. They're hearing from Prabhupada. They're hearing from Prabhupada. And if we go and distribute Bhagavatam commented by this one or that one, I don't know if they'll get the effect. In fact, Prabhupada clearly says here that they won't a pure devotee does not like to hear from them because such glorifying of the Lord is simply a vibration of material sound. Okay. Yeah, there's one here and one over here. He has the mic, so we'll let him go first. Is it okay?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, it is often said that any devotee should endeavor to go back home, back to Godhead. So, another side it is said that a pure devotee does not want any liberation. That means doesn't want to go back to Godhead or what?
Any kind of liberation.
Any kind of liberation.
Yes. A devotee doesn't want any kind of liberation, but actually devotional service starts from liberation. You cannot engage in pure devotional service until you're liberated. So when we say that we don't want liberation, means that we don't want to get caught up in these different kinds of liberation like Kaivalya. Because it shouldn't stop. But liberated for the devotee means actually the start of pure devotional service, the opportunity to start engaging in service in the association of other. That means that real service starts when we start to work under the direction of another devotee in Gokul. Not Golok, Gokul.
So one should accept the rest of the four liberations like Sarupya, Salukya. What is the harm accepting that kind of? Because that is always devotee will be with the Lord, serving Him, will be with the Lord all the time.
No, because if you merge into the body of the Lord, your individuality is gone. There's no relationship. It's all about relationship. Where's the relationship if you're merged in the Brahman or in the body of the Lord? There's no rasa. There's no relationship. And everything starts from relationship. Sambandha. Sambandha abhideya prayojan. Without sambandha, nothing works. So even you're at a point that you can merge into the body of the Lord, the devotee is not interested.
Devotee is not interested only in merging, but rest of the liberation of being with Lord in Sarupya or Salokya, where he is nearby the Lord and serving the Lord. That kind of liberation should not be refused. Why? This can be refused, merging in the body. But rest of the four, they are always good to be with the God, with the Lord, serving there, being with Him, looking like Him.
It depends on relationship, you know. It's all about relationship.
Yeah.
So the devotee, he's only interested in associating with the Lord in these five kinds of relationship, Shanta, Dasha. So if that's not there, then we're not interested. And those liberations, getting the same body as the Lord, that's one of them, right?
Yeah.
How am I going to relate with Him? What is my relationship going to be? I want to serve Him. I'm not interested in just being looking like Him. So, and even when you get to the spiritual world, when you're living in Gokul, and it's very nice human life, you know, Gokul, very nice situation. Krishna's there, Krishna's eating, I'm also eating, and Krishna's playing, enjoying, I'm also playing, enjoying. It's a very nice situation. If you're not actively, even at that stage, that's not praying, that may be bhav. You know, in the. So we go there for training in Gokul, and if we get caught up in the nice situation, we won't be able to stay there. Again, we'll have to come back. That's where already you're in Gokul, associating with the gopis, and Krishna's there. But unless you actively develop that relationship through his, you won't come to that praying stage, and then you'll have to come back. It's dynamic. You can't stay still. It has to be dynamic. It has to be moving.
After going there, why should one has to come back? Yadgatva nanivartante tad dham paramamamo.
Yes, but that's, you're in Gokul, you haven't reached, you're not Nitya Siddha. Then you have to get into a whole discussion about Tathasta and what it means. And we don't have the time right now.
Thank you.
That's the whole fall of the Jiva discussion. That could take some time. Last question, because we are over time.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. What is the true meaning of the word Udasin?
Say again?
Udasin.
Udasin.
Yes.
Is it here?
No, it's not here. I just wanted to understand.
Well, I'm not a Sanskrit scholar. I don't know.
Okay,
any
okay.
Sanskritists here who can help? I don't know.
No, I just wanted to know those gurus who have the title of Udasin, whether they are supposed to be Mayavadis or are they true devotees?
I don't know.
You wouldn't?
I don't know. Okay. Sorry.
So, thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki.